This is Twit.
Well, I am time to upgrade my external drive. I have MacBook Pro, the new one.
All right.
And by the way, the new laptop, I needed to go to a faster, beefier laptop just because I work in Parallels.
Oh, yeah.
My job.
You run Windows on your Mac.
Yes, I have to. I don't have a choice. So I went with the i7 with their new laptop.
Yeah, and lots of RAM. You want lots of RAM?
I got 16 gig.
That's unfortunately the max.
The keyboard sucks.
Oh, don't say that word, but it does, doesn't it? It begs you to say that word. It is the worst.
Everybody tells me just keep using it. You'll get used to it.
No, you don't. Some people do.
But anyway, what I was using before on the previous laptop was... you know what? And I don't even remember the name of it, but it was just a. It's just
doesn't
a
matter.
Terabyte.
They're generic. They're spinning. External drives, USB drives. Right?
But it was a spinning disk, and and also it was USB 3, and you know what? This new laptop, everything's USB C. So I've done a little bit of research, but before I buy something, I know the two I'm kind of looking at. But before I'd love to ask you. I mean, I think the option here is, and remember, I've got to run Parallels on it all day.
So
8 to 10 hours.
The fastest external drive would be to use the Thunderbolt 3. Your MacBook Pro has a Thunderbolt 3. Those C ports. So this is very confusing about USB-C. USB-C is just a physical connector. It can represent a USB port or a Thunderbolt port. In your case, it is a Thunderbolt port and a Thunderbolt 3 port, which is capable of, I think, I want to say 40 gigabytes a second. I can't remember. It's a very fast port. So
I don't think the new laptop has that Thunderbolt, does it? All of
yeah,
them
yeah.
The USB-C, four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're Thunderbolt 3 ports. So if you want, I mean, it's up to you. If you want a maximum speed.
I want maximum speed, yes.
I thought you had a need for speed. So, you know, my favorite, they're not a sponsor, but I just buy all my stuff from them, is Otherworld Computing, for Macs anyway. They really specialize in Macs. And they sell Thunderbolt 3 external drives, but they're not cheap. Take a look, for instance, at their Envoy Pro EX. It's an SSD. The capacities go up to 2 terabytes, although that's going to cost you $1,700. I would probably go. I know. I would go with the 1 terabyte, which if you get the slower one is $599.99. And if you get the fastest one, the extreme performance, it's $979.99 for a terabyte. But that is going to give you, it's bus powered. That's one thing that's nice about that USB-C port. You can do 100 watts on USB-C, which means it can power even a very large hard drive.
What I wanted to try to do is also get a larger one because, but being back into photography again,
Well, I'll tell you what I bought for my, I bought for my iMac Pro something a little slower. But I wanted more capacity, so it has 8 terabytes. It's an enclosure that does USB 3.1. It's not, it's Type-C, but it's not Thunderbolt 3. So that's a little slower. It's also a little slower because it's 2 drives in what we call scary RAID, RAID 0, where the drives are interleaved to speed up writes. But if either one of the drive fails, the whole thing goes. So you want to make sure you have a good backup. But if you want, you know, inexpensive, good price, that's a great way to go. Let me, I have to look at my, Amazon orders to remember what the name of it was. It was some weird off brand, not off brand in the sense of bad. I've bought a number of stuff. It might have been from Akitio, A-K-I-T-I-O. But I got to tell you, Thunderbolt 3 is weird because, Akitio makes some Thunderbolt 3 enclosures that only work with Windows. That means they wouldn't work even if you're using Windows in parallel. They wouldn't work with that Macintosh. They need to have Windows hardware on the other end. So you want to make sure, since you're using a Mac, that you get you get one that is Macintosh compatible.
Okay. So So obviously, so definitely I need this. Definitely I want to go SSD, it sounds like. I don't want spinning.
Yeah, so what I got was from a company called, I don't know if this is a good one, although I've had no trouble with it, Oyen, O-Y-E-N Digital. And it was there. I just, you know, I was looking around. This is the one I could find, Mini Pro Raid. It's $100 for the enclosure. So you get the drives separately, and you could put into it any laptop size drive, which means you could put two. In fact, I would put two Samsung 950 Evos in there, and you could have two terabytes.
It does SSD, obviously. Right?
Yeah. Any laptop.
Oh, there drive. There you go.
Yep. Any laptop drive. And now it's not as fast as Thunderbolt 3, but it's a lot less expensive. Thunderbolt 3 is very expensive, but it can be
busted. The one I've been leaning towards is what I'm seeing with LaCie. Two guys have pushed
very expensive. Mac people love LaCie. I don't know if LaCie is as good as it used to be. They got bought by, I think, Seagate.
Did they?
Yeah. So before you get all excited, as Mac people do, oh, LaCie, it's the best. Remember, it's Seagate now. So, but LaCie makes great stuff. There's also Mac folks love the Go drives, the G drives. And these are also very, very expensive. I think because, frankly, G Technologies, G drives, because they're being sold to Mac people, to be honest with you.
No, I don't. Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. the two friends were definitely Mac guys.
Yeah. So you can get G Technology is a good one. LaCie, LaCie is good. I wouldn't go with LaCie anymore because I really don't think Seagate is making it a premium product anymore. It used to be a premium product. I think it's just now another Seagate brand.
Well, the second
Although
one
somebody's telling me, oh, great, now G Technology's Western Digital. Oh, man.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, man. So here's what you want. You want Samsung EVO drives. Okay, those are the best SSDs.
Okay.
And you want an enclosure that will handle Samsung EVO drives. They're 2.5-inch. I think they're 2.5-inch SSDs. So I would
wire
just...
Gutter,
what do wire cutters say?
Suggest the new Samsung T5. That's their pick.
Yeah, no.
But I'm seeing some things in them that if you use parallels with that, they get real hot.
Yeah, they get really hot. I have some of these Samsung portable drives. This is for backup. This is not for day-to-day use.
That's what I was reading in the comments.
Yep. Do not do that. They're great for backup because you can have these, you know, giant drive that'll fit in your pocket. It's, you know, tiny. I would look at an enclosure that'll let you put two Samsung Evos in. If you want to be if data integrity is important, you'll run them in RAID 1, which is redundant, but it'll cut the size in half. If size is more important and you're doing backups, if you're working with video, for instance, you're not worried about, you know, you're going to be doing a project and then it's over, and you save the files later somewhere else, then do it RAID 0, scary RAID. That gives you speed and capacity.
Any specific Oyen you're talking about?
Oyen was the, yeah. I'll put the link in the show notes. The one I bought, $99. It's on Amazon. It's just an enclosure, and then you'll add your own drives. Akitio, AKITIO is very good, but again, you want to get one that is Mac compatible. This is now the choice would be whether you want to go USB 3 or you want to go Thunderbolt 2. Thunderbolt 2 will be faster, but maybe faster than the drives, right? So you really have to make sure that you have drives that will keep up with the bus, the connection.
Yeah, that's all hard to keep up. There's got to be a good site somewhere that gives
No, you know why? Because this is so new, and Thunderbolt 3 is so ill-supported. There's lots of information about USB 3.1 over Type-C, very hard to find good Thunderbolt 3 stuff. I trust MacSales.com. If you don't mind paying, you know, a little more because you're getting Apple, poor Apple people, they see us coming. They say, well, I spent a little 50% Apple tax on their laptop. They don't mind a little Apple tax on the hard drive enclosure, do they? So they see you coming. But I think that you can trust Otherworld Computing, OWC, at MacSales.com. This is a confusing, very confusing environment because Thunderbolt 3 has not really taken off. It's been around for a long time now. It's just not really taken off. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. So I'll show you the OIN.
Yeah, that's what I'm really interested in.
This was cheap. This is not the one I bought. They make a number of them. Let me show you the one I bought. They're cheap. They're just enclosures. I think this, let's see, SATA USB. And I think USB 3.1 is probably fast enough, honestly, given the real premium that you pay for Thunderbolt 2.
Do those only fit one or fit two?
The one I have fits two. I have, but I put two 4 terabytes in it for 8. It's the Mini Pro RAID V3 USB 3.1 Type C dual bay enclosure. Now, you can buy it populated, but I wouldn't, since you say you want to put SSDs in there. You'd put two, you can't get more than 15 millimeters, so, but I think the Evos will fit. So two and a half inch Evo 950s in there. And that would be pretty darn fast. It's bus powered, which is great. The USB-C gives you enough juice from the laptop that you don't have to plug it into the wall.
And now, the other thing to remember, I'm packing this in a backpack
back and
forth to coffee shops and everything. Yep. That'll work fine for that.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. You don't have to take a power brick with you. It's fairly small, but it's a lot of. I have 8 terabytes on this sucker, but I back it up.
Question.
I back it up to my Drobo Mini because I don't trust it.
Right. So I see a power plug on the back of it. So
you don't have to, though.
You don't have to. Okay,
you don't have to.
That's what I wanted to know.
As long as you're going off USB, Type-C can go up to 100 watts. That's enough wattage for this. And you get dip switches to choose Scary RAID, RAID 0, which is the fastest, largest capacity. You could use the redundant RAID, which is RAID 1. And then I wouldn't use JBOD I would use RAID 0. That's what I'm using on it. And it's fine. It's reliable. It's not super fast. It's not super fast, but with those Evos, it'll be pretty fast. And then the Evos are fairly cheap now. So $100
for the Evo is SSD.
That's the Samsung. That's the best SSD. And you don't need the Evo Pro. Just get the regular EVO 850.
Okay.
And let's see.
So you're saying 3.1 is another word for Thunderbolt 2 or 3?
No, they're not related.
See, this is what bugs the hell out of me.
So you've got a Type-C connector on that laptop.
And I still don't know this stuff.
You've got it's crazy. You got a Type-C connector on that laptop. That's a physical type. That's that round connector. The chip on the other side of that in the MacBook Pro, is a Thunderbolt 3 chip. But there are lots of laptops where it's just USB 3.1. Thunderbolt, that port, though, on the MacBook Pro will do it all. Power. Video, you could support a monitor with it, Thunderbolt 3 and USB 3.1. Thunderbolt 3's enclosures are really expensive. That's when you're talking about the Akitio or, the G Technology. Those are really expensive, the Lossies. They're very expensive. They're very fast, but you're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I'm confusing the port type with the prototype.
Everybody does.
I know.
Because you see the physical port. That's a Type-C connector. But that doesn't tell you what it's capable of. Apple made it capable of everything, which means Thunderbolt 3, video, type USB 3.1, power, everything. So, but I think USB 3.1, well, you're doing, you also have to figure out, you're going to do 4K video on it?
I'm not doing any video. I don't do video.
All right. Don't worry about it. You'd only need that speed if you're recording 4K
video. All I want to do is run my parallels at the best speed I can get.
You'll be fine.
And then I'll have another section for photography.
Yep.
So I want to get something a little more space.
Get that OIN.